Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Forever Dog.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment with Kat
and Pat.
Hey, it's Kat.
It's Patrick O'Henry again. My social security number is just kidding.
Seek treatment. A podcast about boys, sex, fucking dating and love
and everything.
We're back in the studio with our guest. We're so excited to have him on the show. He's an absolute delight, genius, ray of light. I'm so excited. Put your ears open for Adam Eli.
Adam, finally.
Hi. I have to tell you that I'm like besides myself.
Excited.
We won't. I really, really, really
don't want to say it.
Don't be crazy towards
I'm
us.
Honored. I'm really honored.
We're so happy to have you.
Do you know what I just did?
Tell us.
So you know while we were recording our advertisements, I took a step away to quote unquote make coffee, and I did something that I've done once before, but this time I did it for the longest time. I pressed brew, whatever, and I was sitting here and I was thinking to myself, it's really been a while, and I do not hear any of that drip, drip, drip. And I looked, and you know what I didn't do ultimately is put any water in. And so I have to wonder, like, what are – and it was like that for, like, 5 minutes. Like, what are the consequences of that?
What were the consequences?
I'm not experiencing any consequences yet, but it's like I'm always living in kind of fear because I'm someone who kind of, like, will do that kind of thing. Or, like, right now, like, this, like, piece of my headphone is missing, and they're my boyfriend's, and he's someone who – literally never loses anything. Like he knows where he puts everything. Like he'll put something in a place and then he'll know that, you know, he put something there a little while later, and I'm not that person. So I'm always worried that I am kind of moving because I'll dissociate. One time I dissociated, didn't remember, blacked out, completely sober at a hotel room, and I took his ID, his license, and I slid it. I swear to God, slid it under the hotel TV. We couldn't find it for like 2 days. And I remembered seeing it, and we knew that I had done something with it. And I was like, I literally leave my body, and I'm not presently there. And so finally, we found it.
I've seen this kind of – that's why he's left more journals at Aubin Paul's in New York City than any other up-and-coming rising artist.
And any other comic to watch.
Adam, where are you? What's going on?
I'm in my apartment in Greenwich Village, and
oh my God,
your apartment looks like a full blown home.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. My rule is that if it could not have been in the first class lounge on the Titanic, it can't come into my apartment.
Oh my God,
I'm obsessed.
I love that.
Send us support, like they did not let Jews in there, so like breaking the rules, but it's fine.
That is so funny. That's like my taste. Like I want like an old, like if I am ever rich, I want to live.
Whatever. Opulence.
I want like old money feel. Like I want to live in like a classic old Hollywood mansion in LA. You know what I mean? Like in the Burr Streets or whatever.
I want to live in like, you know, the Architectural Digest home tour videos. There's one where it's like a lord and a lady and they're like English manor. Do you know that one? It's that one that I want.
I don't know that, but I do. What I will say is that I'm very well versed in the underappreciated Bravo series, Ladies of London.
Right.
And there's a woman named Julie who is married to the Earl of Sandwich, and they have a house that I cannot remember what it's called right now, but it's very much a manor.
Totally.
Always about the English country house. Glam. It's like a mixture of English country house, which I love. So it's like Downton Abbey meets the Joan Rivers documentary when she described her case as like Versailles goes to Vegas.
Oh, oh yeah. That's so good.
And I just remember that the house's name is Mapperton, but I want to say
Remember that I saw the Joan Rivers doc in theaters with a lover when I was 18 years old.
What was the Joan Rivers doc?
A piece of work. It's amazing.
What is it like? It just tells. Oh, maybe I'll watch it. I want to watch that. I never saw Paris is Burning. I want to watch that.
Really good.
So important.
And there's one more doc that I've never watched.
You ever watch Queen of Versailles?
Absolutely.
Speaking of
not.
Versailles, that's
no.
a good one.
I would love to live at Versailles one day.
But did you watch Sofia Coppola's Marie Antoinette?
Oh
no, no, even no.
Heaven.
Oh, is that really good? Sometimes I'm like, can we all come? I want to meet Marie and be like, are you really like
are you
this?
All you're cracked up to be?
Hey, are you really how everyone says you are? You know what I mean? I want to meet Marie and say, are you really how everyone says you are?
Pat like, Regan meets Marie.
Take off porcelain and like, is this real?
So Adam, have you been in the city since this all began?
I was with my family for like 6 weeks and then my parents drove me into the city, so now I've been here.
Where are your parents? Or where are you from?
I'm from Westchester, which is right outside of the city.
Okay, close by.
That's where my friend Mike Kelton grew up. Do you know Mike Kelton?
I don't know Mike Kelton.
You would love Mike Kelton.
Is he cute?
He's very cute.
Are you single?
He's not single.
I am single, and what I want to say is that two things. One is that I want to date a hot gay rabbi. But all of the hot gay rabbis have boyfriends.
Oh my God. And wait.
Is there a community of hot gay rabbis?
I honestly, yes, there are.
Oh my God. That's so my type.
Yeah, me
and
too.
All
hot gay rabbi is Catherine's type.
It really is. Like, it checks a lot of my boxes.
Oh my gosh. I never even considered that for me, but that sounds incredible.
That would be great for you. Except for your boyfriend is so cute.
It's crazy, isn't it? He's so handsome.
Both of your boyfriends are so cute.
I know. I'm so in love. It's absolutely sickening.
That's why I love...
He has earphones in.
My boyfriend painted his entire... painted his entire head white yesterday for an art project.
Was that cute?
He wanted to look like an egg. He made a video where he wanted to be an egg.
That's so fucking hot.
Yeah, but he was laughing because he was like so annoyed. He's like, this is literally egg parody and people are gonna like be commenting that. Remember it. But anyways.
Wait, so Adam, tell us. I think the main question we have on this pod, just to dive right in, because I think we're all wondering, who were you, who are you?
Who are you and who do you want to be?
Okay, I think that's a great question. I was a scared, closeted Orthodox Jewish teenager named Adam Werner.
Can you tell me what
Orthodox... Can we talk about how Orthodox you were?
And can you just tell me what Orthodox exactly is?
Okay. Or is this within the context of unorthodox? Have either of you watched it?
So I have, but also it's in the context of I took an Orthodox Jew's virginity.
And for me, I've not watched it, but want to.
You probably know him.
Okay. I don't know where to. Sorry, I got that was a lot of information.
that's kind of how this podcast is.
You're gonna get a lot of information.
Okay, so what's happening? There was a lot of information thrown at me. Where are we going?
Basically, explain what is Orthodox. How Orthodox were you, and how do you feel about my having taken an Orthodox Jewish virginity my senior year of college?
And know that this is gonna kind of blossom into when and why did you come out? When did you know you were gay? What was your first jerk? What was your first gay jerk? New segment, new podcast segment. What was your first gay jerk? Because I actually unlocked.
To whom did you first gayly jerk?
I actually unlocked my first gay jerk recently. Don't you love when you unlock a memory from your past? I cannot wait to...
A bittersweet memory, but yes, what was it?
Yeah. Okay, I will go first and say that my first gay jerk was... I remember it's weird. It's like weird. It's a weird one.
I know mine also, and depending on how weird yours is, I'll share mine.
Okay, perfect. I think it'll be fine. I was a freshman in high school, had just like been at gym or something. I specifically remember this image of like seeing this guy like with just his uniform pants on, and like he had this huge butt, and I do remember the person's name. I will not share it on air. And it was just, I remember being so, and it was the kind of whatever. He had a sling. He was a jock but had a sling backpack, so it was kind of like, are you gay deep down? And you know, remember those slings, the cross shoulders that
like a messenger
would,
bag?
Yeah. Like a messenger, like that kind of came into vogue for artsy boys when I was in high school. Yeah. But to for like a lacrosse player to have that, it's like, what's going on? And mm-hmm. so
he was begging to be gaily jerked.
Yeah, he was. He basically walked up to you and said, he's like, hi, can I be your first gay jerk?
Can I take your gay jerk flower?
Yeah. And he did.
And he did. So I don't even think I processed, and I still have the image of the in the locker room. I don't even know if I processed it. I was like feeling erotic about it in the moment. But later, I went home. I was wearing my school uniform. Like,
which is inherently sexual.
Which is, yeah, okay. Yes, it really is. And I remember being like, I want a jerk. And so then my eye, you know, when you're little and you like, your eye catches something.
How did you know you wanted to jerk if it was your first? Because when the first time I came, I remember being like, oh my God, like, oh my goodness.
Totally.
Like,
that's an incredible question. It wasn't my first jerk. It was my first gay jerk. And not even that, my previous jerks were straight by any means. They were kind of like
physical, like rubbing up against it.
Exactly. Like they didn't even really connect with sex. And so then, Catherine, you're going to want to hear this.
Sorry, I just looked over and my lover was shrouding his face in shock. What happened? Oh, he's watching Fleabag. That's my guy. That's my feminist icon. Okay. Keep going.
So I'm in my bathroom upstairs. I end up, my eye catches this, my younger sister for her birthday or something had been given strawberry shortcake foaming soap. You know that character from the animated world, Strawberry Shortcake? That's yes. That small woman who loves strawberries.
Yes.
So they're in the bathroom.
Like, why is her head like a mushroom or something?
Yes. Like something like that. She's like raggedy. Like, I don't know what Strawberry Shortcake's
like
deal is.
Candy World adjacent.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So we had this Strawberry Shortcake foaming soap that was cool because it was like foam. And you know, that like excited me. So I lie down. I lie down in the bathtub in my uniform. Unzip, like I kind of like take my pants down and like put the, and mind you, I'm like kind of a bigger kid at this point. I fill my hand with the Strawberry Shortcake foaming soap, and I'm like, this would be cool to jerk off to. So I start jerking off it, and then I start out of nowhere.
It's like a little precarious though. Like, what if it like,
yeah,
got in the hole, you know what I mean? Like,
totally. I just knew that foamy. All I was thinking at this point was foamy probably feels good, to be honest.
Okay. It was
more
intuitive. Okay.
So I started Strawberry Shortcake foaming soap. And all of a sudden, I just start imagining messenger bag lacrosse kneeling next to the bathtub and jerking instead.
Oh, so my first
gay jerk was imagining that I was lying in my bathtub and in my uniform, and a lacrosse player who has a messenger bag was jerking me off with Strawberry Shortcake foaming soap.
That small woman.
That small woman.
That small woman's foam.
Mine is so much worse than that.
I'm so ready.
I really can't believe I'm saying this, but you know in the original American Pie movie?
Yeah.
Of course.
When he's fucking the pie?
Yeah, of course.
You kind of see like a bit of his ass?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, I know exactly.
That was my first. That was
he is so hot to me.
Jason, I one time saw him in person, but didn't
me too. I think he lives in Tribeca or something. I saw him with his family. Early quarantine. I was like, even Jason Biggs is quarantining.
He struck me as kind of normal, like unaffected. Wait, so that just thought that square was very erotic too. Are you?
Do you remember if you used foaming soap? That was your little sister's, or
someone in my class was like joking about like using lotion, and I was like, oh, okay, I can do that. And then the best is maybe you identify with this, maybe you both identify with this. Is like once you figured out how to do it, you like run home from school to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so exciting. I don't know if I have told the story on the pod, but my first my first memory of jerk, straight, be it straight or be it gay, as we famously know, I'm straight, but I like when boobs are pressed up against a shower and they're wet. So maybe it was to that. Maybe it was. So it could have been to wet boobs, or it could have been to a man idea of a man. But I remember. So I'm in my bedroom, my high school bedroom. But it was in the eighth grade. I was 13 years old, and I'm laying on my hand, and I was jerking to something, which is I lay on my hand and I go like this with my middle finger, and I kind of just come like 17 times until I'm bored. But I remember looking at a neon pink stretchy book cover of my Spanish book, and looking at it and being like, remember this. This is the first time you've masturbated.
Oh my God.
Seeing that book and knowing what I knew. That was the time that I knew what I was doing.
I love memory in that way. I love when you're random. I remember riding bikes with my family and looking at a car and thinking about memory. And I was like, mm-hmm. Since this isn't like a really interesting thing, I'll never remember looking at that car. And I was like four, and like literally I've always remembered it. Cause it's like, I'm always
I did the same thing with Triangle Fence.
Triangle Fence.
I was in my Spanish language immersion program in the seventh grade in Costa Rica. And I thought, it's a memory interesting. I'm going to remember this random moment. I looked outside, there's a fence shaped like a triangle. And I go, Triangle Fence.
At my bar mitzvah, my aunt was like, Adam, take a moment, stop, and just like look around. So that way you'll remember this. And I literally have always.
That's so beautiful.
It's lay aunt moment.
Wait, so.
So tell us about, go back to you and who you were, the Orthodox question as we post it.
There's the Orthodox question. So would you want to know how Orthodox we grew up?
Yeah. What were your rules?
What was your childhood? So
rules were, you had to keep kosher. We couldn't use electricity on Shabbat. We couldn't drive like the Sabbath on Saturday. We couldn't use money on Saturdays, and like the same applied to all of the holidays, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. Can I insert, why is the Sabbath Sunday in Christianity and Saturday in Judaism?
It's
ultimately a scheduling thing.
Yeah. You can't have everyone shut down on the Cuomo was there being like Saturday at the phone table.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with this podcast because I feel like, first of all, you both are super hot, and you both have like objectively really hot boyfriends.
Oh
like,
my God. Oh my God. Am I having deja vu?
But the thing, and then you both, I love how you talk about your body issues like so openly. And like, I feel like when I talk about my body issues, it's like, okay, Instagram, like,
yeah,
here we are. Like, bare my truth. Whereas you just do it so casually. And I don't know.
Join us. So do you want to casually talk about your body issues with us?
Well, and what I'll say kind of in response to that is like, it is like this weird kind of balance and line where it's like, we both grew up with these body image issues, and we both like, I've had an eating disorder. Like it's, we both have our struggle with it.
I've tried to have one famously.
So we just like, will really speak to that experience honestly. And then sometimes there will be people who are like, that's unhelpful to me, or you should talk about it differently, or like all this stuff. But it's like, for me, it's like, I don't think it's helpful to kind of project this very healthy body image on yourself and act like that's how you feel, because that's not how I feel. You know what I mean? Like, if anything, people can identify, you know what I mean?
I agree. And the first time I ever posted about my body, it took me like, I was like, oh yeah, I'm so honest online. Like I always tell like everything. I tell my full truth online, but I like wasn't talking about my body issues, which was taking up so much mental and emotional energy. Mm-hmm. And so the first time that I posted about it, like a turning point in my life, was I was shocked at the response, because I learned like within 15 minutes that everyone has body issues. Like, totally. I really thought I was like the only gay, and like wishing that he like having like serious issues and like not dating because he was so nervous about his mm-hmm. body. And like the amount of people that reached out and commented, and I had full on like porn stars being like, I deal with this every single day. Here's how I deal with it. And so once I realized that like by talking about it in like online or like in this space, I think it just like, it like cracks the facade that like,
but yeah,
fine and like skinny, you know?
What do you think about, because I think the thing we struggle with is because we're so honest about it, sometimes people are like, I find this too triggering, I can't listen to it, because you guys are like, you know, bringing up stuff. And I never know what to respond to that, besides like, I'm just being true to myself and I don't know who else to be.
Well, I think that this podcast talks about like serious things and not serious things at the same time. And this is one of the serious things that you talk about. So yeah. If like, that's not the way that they want to approach their body issue talk, that's okay. But I'm sure that it really resonates with other people, yeah, especially like if you're listening and like you can talk about this podcast, also get that from it.
Yeah,
totally.
Like you said something about like not being able to drink orange juice without feeling like a many tragic guilt. Yes, I so identify with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally. So we're back in the studio. Oh yeah. My God. So
wait, so are we acknowledging that we had a small technical difficulty?
We're going to go ahead and be open and real and raw with our podcast. We had a small technical difficulty. Now we're going no video, just audio, just like old fashioned days, like calling up our friend Adam on the phone.
Exactly. Now, Adam, as before the internet reared its ugly head and ate us live and whole, we were talking about how we worry sometimes how listeners are experiencing our talk about body image.
I think that there's no right way to talk about it. And the most important thing that we do is talk about it. Because if you think about the ratio of how much people like us are talking about it versus the ratio of how many insanely thin and like overly produced and edited bodies you're seeing, there needs to be more parts of this conversation. And so if someone is triggered by it, that's totally valid and I think that's totally and completely valid. But this podcast, one of the reasons I'm so obsessed with it is that it juxtaposes like really, really funny things, which with also really serious things. Like you talk about sex, you talk about gender, you talk about anal sex, you know, our first gay jerk.
Uh-huh. Now,
being raised in such a strict Orthodox home, like when did you decide to come out and when did you think you were gay? And like, what was that? How did your religious life intertwine with your sexuality, et cetera? Because I don't know if you know this, but I was raised I grew up going to a very evangelical like camp and youth group situation. And so I was living in shame for so many years. And I am always fascinated by people's religious journeys.
Yes. The book opens with me having like an emotional breakdown in the third floor bathroom of my high school.
Tell people really quickly, plug your book.
Plug my book. Okay. My first book ever, The New Queer Conscience, comes out on June 2nd with Penguin Teen. And it's part of something called the Pocket Change Collective, which also has books by Kimberly Drew, Alok, and Chitez Kent.
Yeah, they all look so good.
The illustrations are so beautiful.
Thank you. Ashley is incredible. And I'm so excited about all this.
Wait, what's the illustrator's name? I want to follow on Insta.
Ashley. Oh, I'll have to send it. Damn it. I wish I could plug her. Wait, you know what? I can't. I'm going to plug.
Okay.
She's great.
Well, Adam, you know what I'm curious about now as we're getting into it?
Yes.
Do you feel in your heart of hearts you're a T, B, or V?
I truly, truly feel like I'm Versus Versace by J.W. Anderson.
I felt like you were Versace.
Yeah. I think that I'm reverse, but the truth is radical honesty. I feel like I haven't had that much experience bottoming with someone I really like.
Yeah.
Totally.
That you're famously a bottom.
I am. Yeah, I really am. Though
I gazed into the sunset. I am. I really am.
I did top a few days ago. I mean, like 10 days ago.
So how did that go?
It was fine. Someone should write it down that happened. It was kind of a product of quarantine.
Quarantine will really mix shit up, won't it?
Well, for me, what I can't do.
And I feel like a lot of people do, and they just don't say it when they come on here.
Wait, what?
That I have active crushes on both of your boyfriends.
Oh my God. Yeah, people need to say that more.
I'm honored.
I'm honored too.
Wait, I'm curious, Adam, do you have a type?
Okay, so I've always been told, I always say like, I don't have a type. But then I always end up dating Latino boys that are shorter than me.
Oh, really? Okay,
you've heard it here first.
And like everyone in my family knows it also. And I never seek that out, but I'm always dating guys that are shorter than me, and a lot of times they're Latino.
No, I want to say I was so charmed by that video you did with your dad because you said he's a penis doctor.
Yes, he's a full-on penis doctor, but he does male infertility and sexual dysfunction.
Oh my God.
So it's also like if you're not, like it may be like the swimmers aren't working, but also like if you're not enjoying sex, there's something wrong in the bedroom.
Oh, that's I'm so curious, like, did that mean, like, growing up, like, sex, it was normal to talk about sex, or how did that affect you?
Yes. Oh, my God. So, literally, like, it'd be like, Abba, which is that in Hebrew, like, what did you do at work today? And he'd be like, well, there's this couple, they want kids, and we went into the testes and we thought there was no sperm, but then guys, we found sperm. Like that was like 101, and they would always like encourage us to masturbate and stuff.
Oh, that's really?
So amazing. That's so different from, wait, and you do you have sisters as well or just brothers?
So wait, first I have three brothers, and the name of my dad's practice is it's Maze Labs, and it's all of our like the initials of our names.
Oh my
so
God.
I have three super straight brothers.
Yeah, I met one of your brothers one time.
We met, yeah, at that
you did. You met Evan, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What was I going to say? Wait,
are
that's
they all married?
One of them, the youngest one, is engaged.
Weird. Tell that one he's weird.
And then the one that you met, he's straight, but he wrote a queer fantasy fiction novel.
I think you told me that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's a product probably of like literally your dad being open about sex and your mom being like, please, by all means, jerk off.
It was mostly my dad being
really.
Like,
yeah, that makes more sense to me. So like, so
what was your mom like?
Well, she was just like, okay, like, here we are talking about it again. But, like, at the Orthodox school that my brothers went to, my dad would go in and teach sex ed to all the seniors. And he literally, because, like, you're not supposed to masturbate in, like, most cultural religions. And my dad would literally be like, every year, he'd be like, masturbating is important. There's no such thing as masturbating too much unless you're irritated.
Your dad's a hero.
Yeah, and all the rabbis would be beside themselves.
You know who your dad should have met, though?
Who
is me and like high on Adderall for 4 days, not sleeping, jerking off 85,000 times a set. Your dad should have met me at that. I mean, I was 26, and then tell me there's no too much jerking off, because he would be like.
But it doesn't hurt like any internal stuff. It only like the only thing bad thing that can happen is like it chafes like your skin or whatever.
Yeah. It didn't hurt any of my internal stuff.
Yeah.
Imagine I was like, I need a new
clearly not your topping, so
imagine I was like, I need a new pancreas now, jerked off too much in my 20s.
Yeah, well, don't they like used to tell kids they go blind if they jerk off?
Oh, no one ever told me that.
Yeah, I remember that.
I never believed that stuff. Like, whenever everyone was like, don't make funny faces, it'll get stuck that way, I was like, then why does no one have a weird face like that? I remember being five and thinking that. Speaking of memory again, I remember being five and thinking that. I remember being five in kindergarten and my teacher calling me up and like for whatever report card she was doing of like kindergarten, she was like, what's your phone number? Like one of the things was like, does he know his phone number? And I knew it started with 266. So I was like 266. And instead of being like, I don't know the rest, I just guessed four other numbers. And she was like, okay. And she never told me if I got it right or wrong. And so I was like, I think I just pulled that off out of my ass. Like, just guessed my phone number. And then also, famously, she had to write down that I didn't know my name because I, for some reason, would not respond to that. When she was, like, asking me what my name was and, like, trying to get me to respond to my name for the report card, I wouldn't respond. And she, like, had to call my mom and be like, I'm sure that he knows his name. He wouldn't speak to me. So that's memory.
That's memory for you. Speaking of memory, when did how were your parents about gay? If they were into jerk,
wait,
were they
actually,
into gayger?
We're gonna get into this in the second part of the episode,
guys. Stay tuned for who Adam Eli is and wants to be in the next section, and also how his parents feel about gay jerk, because we know they liked regular jerk.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.